That's very good, Lance. Now I've got a brand new club, or we've just started, and I think, I know you were part of a lot of brand new clubs, where you don't have that professional, been there, done that kind of evaluator coach who can be the role model for everyone else in the club. What did you do in those clubs to help build good evaluations and good coaching?
I think what you need to do, there's a couple things I think you need to do. One of them, as I said, the information is in the Toastmaster manuals. It's in the Toastmasters club building programs and things like that. So it's there, and we would actually read those and in the clubs and come through with what the criteria was for that. So I want to emphasize that Toastmasters International has just given us jewels and tons of information if we're willing to read it and apply it in the club. The next thing I look for is to bring in some people. Bring in some people who are good evaluators, who are good speakers, and host them in your meeting, and it gives the opportunity for people to actually see what this is like in the nice, safe confines of their home club. The other thing is to get out there and go to your district conferences, get out there and go to your Toastmasters learning institutes, your officer training, everything like that, and you get out there and you will get the data then that you need to go back and build your club up. But these things are critical, and this comes back to that energy thing. It takes some energy. It means you got to get up on a Saturday morning, you got to drive down there to the, you know, the office complex or the school or wherever it's being held, the library, and you got to go in there and you've got to go through the manuals, you got to learn what you're doing. It takes some energy to do that, but when you come back, you got to take that and put it back into the club. So there's a number of things you can do. There's a huge support network out there. I love nothing more than to go out to clubs and talk to them and inspire them and tell them what I've been through and the gains I've gotten out of Toastmasters. And there are dozens, if not scores, of people in every district that will be willingly come out and help other clubs and come in and do speeches or help people with evaluation or help you run your meetings better, whatever you need to do. All you have to do is ask.
Oh, that's great. Let me ask you a question about contests. I know you've been in lots of contests in your career. What's the value to a club, to a championship club, or just to any Toastmaster club that wants to be a championship club? What's the value to them? What's the value to their members for contests?
Well, it's interesting. I have been in a lot of contests, and I started competing as soon as I got into Toastmasters, and it was sort of a fun game, and I thought I would try it. What I found was you get very comfortable in your club environment. You get very comfortable with the members. You get very comfortable with the speaking setting and everything. And what we need to continue to grow as a speaker is we need to continually push the edge of our comfort zone and put ourselves in increasingly uncomfortable situations or more challenging situations. And that's what the contests provide. They provide a challenging environment for you to speak in. I learned more from the contest that I lost than from the contest that I won.
Did you really?
Absolutely. And I have driven home, and I've said I'm never competing again.
Not
okay?
You.
I've looked at it. I said the judges are all morons. Okay. people will probably hear me say this a lot because I said it many times. But I got home and I'd have to look in the mirror and I'd say, you know what? I thought I gave a better speech than everybody, but evidently the judges didn't. And the truth of the matter is, the judges aren't morons. There's no conspiracies in Toastmasters. Everybody's out there trying to do the best job they can. But here's the point. It is subjective. The contests are subjective. They're not objective. But life is subjective. So please, get used to it. Get over it. It's much less subjective in a Toastmasters contest than it is out there in the real world. Out there, if you make a mistake, they may not even tell you that you made the mistake and you'll never be asked back, you won't get the promotion or whatever. The contests give you an opportunity to test your own competence, and that's what it is. You go in, did you connect with the audience? Did you get through all those barriers? Did you get your message across better than the other competitors did? And it makes better speakers.
So Lance, I know you love contests, but not everybody loves contests. How did you actually get the members of your club out competing outside of the club?
Well, that starts with your entire club environment. When the members come and it's a fun, friendly environment, okay, and when they get good speech evaluations and they realize it's a safe place to fail and they can do stupid things and they can get up there and they can make mistakes and it's okay, then you start to see people go, well, I'll try the contest at the club level because it's okay if I screw up, if I fail. Because a contest just at the club level is nerve-wracking for a lot of people.
That's okay? True.